I'm going back a long while now.
I'm going back about 11 years when I had the misfortune to have a patient who, it became out over a long period of time, was made a habit of making money out of making claims. And a lot of people actually just caved in and gave her the money. And I happened to see this person, and I saw her, and in actual fact 6 months went past after I'd seen her, and I'd found a very, very small amount of change in her prescription, but she had insisted she wanted it changed, and so she had them changed. And 6 months later, we suddenly heard that she'd been to the Citizens Advice Bureau, and she reckoned she'd been falling with her glasses, and she reckoned it was our fault. And so she came back. And it was a very strange situation to start with, because the first thing she sort of almost was on my side to start with, and said that she'd sort of been, that the company had had her and they hadn't given her the glasses that I'd given her, but they'd given her them back with the same lenses in. And so I took them away and I checked them and I came back and I said, well, yes, they were the prescription. And she then certainly turned on me and said, well, they were much worse and they'd been causing her to fall and one thing and another. So we had this situation, and she came back and she saw other colleagues of mine, and it just got further and further out of hand. And one of my colleagues sort of slightly changed her lenses, and then she said, oh no, she wanted to be referred. She went up to the hospital, and this was just so that she could then make another stand against us. And so she put in a complaint, and the complaint went through the National Health, and then it went after that, because she found that the National Health arbitration couldn't actually get her compensation as she wanted. She then took it to our professional body. And so she put a complaint in about the whole firm. It wasn't just me, it was the whole firm, but it was very personal and it was very legal. I sort of got a knock on the door from the postman, and I had to sign for an envelope of a lot of details. And we had to give up, take out, we had to sort of say what happened, and we had to give all our records over, and one thing another. And this was all for a very, very small, you know, amount of change, and it all seemed very strange at the time. But anybody who knows me knows I'm not very confident underneath it. So anything can knock my confidence very, very much. And this went on, and then just as we thought it was all over, we thought she'd sort of said, oh, she was going to have a refund, and she took this, and I by this time left the firm. I didn't feel happy that she was going to do this, because it wasn't sort of in the nature of how things had been going. But then the next thing, we got this front that she'd actually complained. So this was all happening, and this was threatening my career. It was definitely threatening my peace of mind, and a lot was happening. And I got to that point of, well, should I be carrying on? Should I carry on doing these sort of things? And I know we went away to Sizewell that year, and we'd had a good time at Sizewell, and we came back, and there was yet another letter from the GOC. This one was a very personal attack against me, and it basically said how incompetent I was, how she'd, following her going to the hospital, she'd been put in touch with another optician who'd actually sort of then given her glasses, and she reckoned his was all that was wonderful, and it was very much an attack on me personally. So that was another a big hit on me. But I got through it, and eventually alongside all this, I had even some Christian members of family who said, well, you know, they could see that although I'd done nothing wrong. The way the world goes now, it could go against me, because that's how these things could go. But our firm wasn't in a situation where we could afford to. She actually wrote letters to us saying that she thought that she should have £200, to have £2,000 compensation and £2,000 for legal fees and all sorts of things, because she'd had all these falls and one thing and another. But we went through the whole process, and at the end of the process, it just went through the investigation, and it was totally cleared and thrown out. But among all this, she was actually, because she had to not only allow for our records to go forward, but she had to allow for her previous records plus any people that she'd seen after us. And she tried very hard to stop them from getting the records of the last optometrist she'd seen after me. She said he'd been very good, and they'd got the records from the hospital, and she didn't feel that he should be bothered anymore. But of course, the GOC won't take that. They'll take everything that's going. We'd been given all the records too, and we'd actually been able to go through her previous records and point out to them that, look, this is where she was given free goods because she'd complained. We knew that this was something she'd been doing before. But through that time, as I say, it made me feel really much, much less confident than I was generally. But I felt that, in actual fact, God used two Christians to really show that he was there. And while I was going through all of that, and I was very, very low, and I was very unsure of myself. It was a very, very hot day in August, and I know Vi won't mind saying that I actually had Vi booked in for that afternoon, Vi Banks, and Vi doesn't like the hot weather, and she cancelled on me, which was fine. But her cancelling gave me some extra time that particular afternoon, and I had a patient in who I was later to find out was a Christian, who had got some very strange symptoms, which gave me a bit more time to sort it out. And it eventually turned out I was quite certain by the end of that test that she'd got a pituitary tumour, and I was able to get her up. And she was and about a week or so later, while she was still in hospital in Addenbrook, she sent me a letter saying that she'd been at church when she'd got the call to go up, and you know, that had happened, which was sort of, yeah, maybe I'm not quite as useless and hopeless as I feel. And then the other thing was that the optometrist she'd gone to after she'd gone to me was also a Christian. And when we got his records as well, didn't want his records was that she'd already been back to complain about his records too. And the prescription that he'd given her that she said was so wonderful against mine was exactly the same as mine. And you know, it really was a case that, you know, I felt at the end of that, yes, God was in that, and he was going through all of it with me. Although at the time it was...
Yeah.
Praise the Lord, 11 years later, I'm still practicing. I'm still no more confident than I was then, but I'm still there, and I still feel I should be there.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Made a way. Thank you, Margaret. Yeah. That's okay. Yeah. In the everyday things of life, you know, non-dramatic, but it's so real. And putting people in at the right time. If anybody else has got a testimony, what I want to do is just to pray for a couple of people very specifically tonight who I think might be feeling they just need the Lord to show them a way ahead. So we pray for them. If you've got a testimony you'd like to share, we'll take some time next week if we need to, okay? So we'll carry on with the same kind of theme, and we'll do that next week. But just join me. I want to pray for Bev tonight, Bev Jolly. Many of you know that Claire, the youngest daughter, has got to go back to have another major operation and a new eye put in. And their older daughter, her marriage is breaking up, and it's very difficult for them. And Bev's health isn't great. So I just want to pray for Bev tonight. Can we do that? And a little lad called Bradley. Charlotte has asked us if we can pray for Bradley. But Bradley used to come to ask at school. And tomorrow he's going in to have, a heart valve replacement from the sounds of things. So we'd like us to pray for Bradley. We've done that at ask before. And his parents have been really grateful for us. But so some of us know Brad. Others of you won't. But can we just pray for him as well tonight? So let's pray. Father.